WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's a pair of personnel announcements from A&M. A top administrator is leaving the A&M system. Frank Ashley will join the College Board, which is the parent company of the Advanced Placement Student Program and the SAT and PSAT tests, among other education products. Ashley was the system's Vice Chancellor of Recruitment and Diversity, and before that, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. He also held administrative posts at the flagship school and the system's campus northeast of Dallas and Commerce. The announcement was made by the College Board. The A&M system has not released what will become of the Vice Chancellor's post after Ashley leaves May 1st. And it's been 2 years since the dean of the Bush School at A&M took a leave of absence. Ryan Crocker will resume those duties August 1st, according to university officials. Crocker initially left to become U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. He ended his second tour of duty in Kabul last May because of health issues. Since then, Crocker has been teaching at Yale. Continuing as acting dean through the end of July is Andrew Card. He and his wife Kathleen were praised by A&M Provost Karen Watson for their contribution to the university. Opposing parties to a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport are meeting behind closed doors.
Closed-door mediation began yesterday and continues today. The mediation follows a public hearing yesterday morning, which lasted less than 20 minutes because there was no public testimony. All those in attendance who were against the landfill and eligible to speak were represented by a lawyer involved in the mediation process.
Are there others who are seeking or who want to discuss seeking party status that are not part of the citizens group?
That's Administrative Judge Ann Perez of Austin, who waited the better part of 10 seconds with no response from the standing room only crowd. Opponents had asked the city of College Station, whose extraterritorial jurisdiction includes the proposed landfill, to become an interested party. That was not done, according to Mayor Nancy Berry, appearing on WTAW's The Infomaniacs after consulting with their lawyers.
We certainly have a lot of sympathy for those people in the Brushy community, but we are not going to take an official position and join as an interested party because we're not, I mean, legally.
Mediation is the latest step in a process that began in February, is expected to last until January. Another public hearing before the judge will take place as early as the second half of August. The mediation will also involve attorneys representing the applicant and the Texas Department of Environmental Quality. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There is proposed state legislation intended to train people to recognize developing mental illness. Senator Charles Schwertner, who's a physician and surgeon, says the voluntary program is called Mental Health First Aid.
First responders are interested citizens to learn more about mental illness and the risk factors associated with individuals in crisis.
Schwertner says teachers are among others who can benefit from the training.
They're dealing one-on-one with individual students and see them potentially more than their parent during the week. And if they were to see something, I think it's important that they get in contact with potentially the counselor or just talk to that child, and maybe it stops there. Potentially, obviously, they need to get in touch with parents if something were to become more escalating.
Schwertner says the Senate Finance Committee has beefed up funding for mental health, and with this program, local agencies would conduct training. You have an opportunity to follow a Bryan policeman on his beat in a virtual way. Officer Kelly McKeithen will be sending tweets during her ride-along this afternoon and evening.
Well, have you ever wondered what an officer does in his 12-hour shift? So what we're doing is I'm going to be riding along with Officer Reyes Thursday, and I'm going to be using our official Twitter page, which is @BryanPolice. And I will be tweeting out everything that we do.
And you can trade tweets, again, using the handle @BryanPolice and the hashtag BPDVRA. McKeithen expects to send out 50 to 150 tweets. And finally, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has announced it is sending more than $31 million to help pay some of the cost of fighting Texas wildfires in 2011. Agencies involved in wildfires that took place in Grimes, Waller, Montgomery, and Bastrop counties will receive a portion of the federal money, which will be distributed by state officials. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
It's the Construction Reduction Sales Event going on now at Sterling Kia. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Kia will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Kia for less. 2013 Kia Soul, just $159 per month. 2013 Kia Optima, just $189 per month. Plus, if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. And all new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 36-month Optima, 39-month Soul, 12,000 miles per year lease, $24.90 due at signing, plus TT&L first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit, trade balance carried to new loan. Offer includes all incentives.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The weather across the area will slowly dry out and warm up as we get closer to the weekend. Clouds in 55 for today. Some sun may develop before the day is over. Clear tonight, down to 45. Sunshine tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be around 55. It'll be partly sunny Saturday. And the high Saturday afternoon are probably going to be up around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in just a bit, we'll find out what Kelsey Bone's decision was about turning pro. SEC and Auburn football in deep hot water, and it's going to get ugly. And let me see, we've got a whole lot more coming up with sports and A&M baseball and golf tournament starting up this weekend as well. I'll do that for you at about 6:50.
Well, those people in Auburn can't be happy about that.
It's going to be nasty.
I mean,
this thing is scathing.
If you're going to get in trouble, you want it to be after you've had a really good football season.
Yeah.
They instead had a really awful football season. I mean, really awful.
3-9?
Yeah. I mean, wow. Like North Texas State. UT Denton, I guess is what
there,
it's called.
There you
down.
Go.
Anyway, so yeah, have a bad football season and then find out you're about to get hammered. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Well, all right. They're talking grade-changing, money-changing hands.
Oh, money-changing hands.
I know. Shocking.
Shocked. I can't imagine. All right. We start today with our highly intoxicated story.
Woohoo!
Yep. This would be the one that comes from Bradford City, Pennsylvania. Police summoned to the home of a 31-year-old man after there was a report of a gunshot victim there. When they arrived, they did find the 31-year-old man with a gunshot wound to his hand. Not an accident. Police say the man shot himself in the hand on purpose. According to Ossifers, he was highly intoxicated and trying to, quote, get his wedding band off his finger.
Oh.
There you go.
But he couldn't get it off the finger, and so he just decided to, quote, shoot it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Nearly severed. They found the ring. It was still on his finger. So there you go. Just saying. He was listening to Charlie Pride, "Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger?"
Yeah. Children, don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Don't drink.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation, that was bad.
Thank you. I mean, he's probably been drinking since, early in the day.
And, oh, I'm thinking the day before.
Yeah. You know, a little laundry detergent, a little liquid dishwashing detergent, that probably would have solved
it. Slide that thing right off.
Yeah,
just wait till you're not so bloated.
Yeah. That's it. It was water weight. Yeah, that's it. Right.
Make a date for free family fun and get up close and personal with many wonders of science and technology at the 2013 Physics and Engineering Festival, Saturday, April the 6th at Texas A&M University. Unleash your inner scientist aboard a square-wheeled bicycle or try your hand at generating electricity and shooting balloons with lasers. Three of the roughly 100 exciting interactive exhibits on display from 10 to 4 at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble shows at 11, 1, and 2 by internationally acclaimed bubble artist Tom Noddy, as well as lectures at 1 and 2 with Nobel Prize winner David Lee and Dudley Hirschbach. The day will conclude at 4 p.m. with a public lecture about the accelerating universe by Harvard University astronomer Robert Kirshner, author of the popular book The Extravagant Universe. For more information on the exciting afternoon, guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu.
You know, bubble artists, I don't know there are a lot of bubble artists out there.
I there's probably not a very big call for that.
It makes me think of Martin Mull, who I think is a comic genius. Dueling Banjos came out, you know, with Deliverance.
And, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, Scott.
And he went on to Dueling Tubas, which was pretty awesome. So, I mean, then that makes you think about the ultimate standoff. So, I mean, could you have dueling bubble artists? You know, I'm going to do this. Well, okay, top it. I'm going to do this.
There is.
Well, I know. Someplace. And it may happen in College Station, Texas this weekend. I'm just saying, this physics thing is pretty cool. You know, it'll be fun. All right, it's a walk around things today, which is probably better than walk into things.
Hang on just a second.
Sure. Three. Oh, you found it.
I think that's about enough.
Have you ever seen Dueling Nostrils?
No.
No, missed that one.
Okay, never mind.
It's on YouTube. Probably is.
I don't remember. I heard about it before YouTube ever existed.
Really?
How about that?
You can remember that far back, can you?
Okay.
You nerd, of course.
Today, we're saluting people. There are fewer of them around here than there used to be. That's School Librarians Day.
Mm.
You know, they're getting to be
few and far between.
God really bless them.
It's a World Rat Day, just saying. I want you know. You might want to go to the rat. What is
fromage.
It? Yeah, if you want to do that. And also, first, ask permission, it's Hug a Newsman Day.
Oh, don't. No.
Any hugging day, you really should ask permission first.
Especially if it's news people, because we're ornery.
Yeah, there you go. It's just best to do that. All right, we got some birthdays out there.
By the way, Dueling Nostrils, if you search that, you'll find at least 10.
Oh, okay. Well, there. Many to choose from.
Jamie Lynn Spears is 22, the second most famous Spears. Amanda Righetti is 30. She plays Van Pelt on The Mentalist, which is actually not a bad show.
No, it's not.
James Roddy, 37. He plays the detective on Psych.
Uh-huh.
Dave Mira, he's a BMX real world guy, 39.
No, nothing in BMX is the real world. Oh, come on.
No, MTV's the real world. BMX.
Oh. Once again, why should BMX be in the real world? But that's fine, yeah.
David Blaine is 40. He's a creepy street...
Magician.
Magician,
right?
Illusionist, I believe. Illusionist
He's
is what they like to call
creepy
themselves.
Creepy is what he is.
Yeah, he is.
Nancy McKeon is 47. She played Joe on The Facts of Life.
Oh, sure.
Her brother was the little kid in Alice, which I didn't know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is 48.
He's
come back a long way.
This guy, you talk about a resurrection.
Turned his career around.
Well, turned his life around first, and then he turned his career around. I mean, this guy was, 20 years ago, was pretty much headed for an early demise, I think.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Robbie Reist is 49. He was Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch and the voice of one of the Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, of course.
Awesome.
Hugo Weaving is 53. He was the Elf King in Lord of the Rings.
Hugo Weaving.
I'm sorry.
He's also the guy who goes, Mr. Anderson.
That's Agent Smith.
Yeah, he'd be the Matrix dude.
Yep. David E. Kelly is 57. The only
He's also in Priscilla the Desert. Not that I've seen that movie.
Really? I have, and it's pretty strange. David E. Kelly's a pretty talented guy.
Yeah, he's 57. The Practice, Ally McBeal, Boston Legal, Boston Public. I can keep going.
Yep.
Steve Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers, 62.
He's one of them.
Yep. Craig T. Nelson, 69.
Been here.
Has he really?
Yeah, he used to, when he was racing cars, he would come out to the speedway and race.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mr. Clive Davis, 81. Estelle Harris, who was Miss Costanza on Seinfeld and one of the voices from Toy Story.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's 85. Dick Lugar, Indiana Senator.
Yeah.
81 years old, mm-hmm. and actually a woman I've met and is quite fascinating, very liberal, but fascinating. Maya Angelou, 85 years old.
Yeah, liberal. That's
She's got some good dreads.
Really?
Yeah. You ever seen her picture? She has, like, intense dreadlocks. Like, I'm jealous.
I thought you said drugs.
No, dreads.
Okay. I thought you said drugs.
She inspires dread envy in me.
You just sidelined Scott for a minute.
Wow.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now the number of Americans on food stamps exceeds the total population of Spain, Chris. It's not racism that is sparking and initiating legitimate criticism of a failed policy. Between January of 2009, a time you were really thrilling up your leg at multiple moments, and November of 2012, the food stamp program added roughly on average more than 11,000 recipients per day throughout the first term of the Obama presidency. As a reference point, while today there are more than 47 million people on food stamps, there were fewer than 31 million people on food stamps as recently as November of 2008, the month that Obama was elected. I know George Bush's fault.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
This is no April Fool's sale. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center inviting you to our annual tent sale, April 5th and 6th. We'll have factory reps on hand, refreshments, and great deals on all our Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn rider from Kairos Trucks. Come take a test drive and take advantage of the great prices and financing available during our tent sale. Come see us Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th at Kairos Truck Center. Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Apple's TV plans take shape. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It's reported Apple has set a timetable for its long-expected push into the living room. An analyst at Topeka Capital Markets says he has learned the iTV will go on sale late this year. He says the Apple television will be a 60-inch set, though smaller versions are possible. Apple also reportedly plans to introduce a finger ring that performs many of the functions of a remote. You'll be seeing Samsung boutiques and some Best Buy stores. Some of the empty space in Best Buy's largest stores will be turned over to Samsung. Dedicated departments will carry various mobile devices, including the new Galaxy S4 smartphone. Best Buy says a test of the concept near Dallas was a success. A startup electric car maker is developing what it says will be the fastest pure electric sports car. Detroit Electric plans to begin limited production of the SP01 over the summer. Price tag, $135,000. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews with Cintas. The team with the white truck is famous for uniforms that make your team look like pros. But Cintas does so much more. Services like deep cleaning floors and bathrooms, delivering first aid and safety products, testing fire equipment, and shredding confidential documents. Visit CINTAS.com to learn all the ways Cintas can be your business game changer. And tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Cintas.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Please let go. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning, 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Obviously spoiled by the warm weather yesterday. Maybe seasonably cool, I'm not sure. Anyway, I was annoyed by it. How about you? I mean, it wasn't very nice. And today's not really going to be very nice either. Clouds will decrease later on today. We'll have a high of 61, but we'll have north winds up to about 20 miles an hour, so it's not going to feel very nice out there. 45 again for a low temperature tonight. Then we're okay. 72 on Friday, up to 77 on Saturday and Sunday. And then by Monday, we're looking at 80 for a high temperature. So back up to what kind of we've gotten spoiled by. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 12, 86% relative humidity. We have overcast skies, and it's 49.
Creativity, collaboration, and passion. All desirable virtues in the workplace. Or are they? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. In our quest for success in the workplace, we embrace certain ideas that maybe need a second look. An example is creativity.
Creativity is a virtue in some cases, but in other cases, creativity is just an excuse for narcissism.
Jake Breeden, author of the book Tipping Sacred Cows.
So when the leader says, I need to reorganize this structure just to put my fingerprints on it, that's really narcissism. It's not creativity, but often the story we tell ourselves is, I'm being creative.
Collaboration is often touted as an essential to organizational success.
Collaboration is often a mask for cowardice. So as corporate leaders are saying, we need more collaboration, we need to break out of our silos, often what keeps people in their silos is collaboration. Collaborating with the same kind of folks that you always collaborate with, and really that's just about not wanting to break away from the herd instead of branching out and actually connecting with people who might challenge the way that you think.
Of course, everyone talks about passion, the importance of doing work that truly brings you joy.
The flip side of that coin is obsessive passion, where you do something because you feel compelled. This compulsion to work that's often driven by a need to prove something to someone, it's unhealthy, it leads to burnout, and too often it leads to bad decisions.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW,
Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time, the Bryan Police Department will be sending out tweets during a patrolman's 12-hour shift this afternoon and evening.
You know, whether we're going to an accident scene, whether we're at a crime scene, you know, if we have to respond to a disturbance, you know, all that stuff, I will be tweeting out live.
Officer Kelly McKeithen will be joining the patrolman on his rounds from 3 until midnight.
They can ask questions. I'll be able, you know, try to answer those as time allows.
McKeithen's Twitter handle is @BryanPolice, and she'll be using the hashtag BPDVRA. Those involved in battling wildfires the year before last in Grimes, Montgomery, Bastrop, and Waller counties are another step closer to getting part of their expenses paid. State officials will be distributing more than $31 million in federal money. FEMA announced the funding will go to agencies in 17 counties. And there was a crowd, but no speakers at the latest public hearing over a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport.
Opponents to the landfill, who made up at least half the crowd at yesterday's hearing, did not speak because they're being represented by a lawyer. Then Administrative Judge Ann Perez of Austin had no reply to her request if anyone else wanted to be considered.
Well, that was simple. Okay, then.
Before the hearing, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, the city would not be a party, as requested repeatedly by landfill opponents.
The way we could join in there is as an interested party, and that is a legal term. We met with our city attorney and went over all the criteria for what constitutes a interested party, and none of them apply.
After the hearing, which finished in less than 20 minutes, closed-door mediation began involving lawyers for the applicant, the opponents group, and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Mediation's expected to resume today. The process to decide if a landfill permit will be granted is scheduled to continue until next January. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The dean of the Bush School at A&M is returning to Aggieland. University officials say Ryan Crocker resumes duties August 1st. Crocker left 2 years ago to serve as U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. He left that post last May, citing health reasons. Crocker has been teaching at Yale, according to that school's website. The acting dean of the Bush School, Andrew Card, will continue in that position through July, and after that, Provost Karen Watson says she looks forward to keeping Card and his wife Kathleen fully engaged at A&M. While Crocker is returning, a longtime vice chancellor at the system and administrator at the flagship school is entering the private sector. Frank Ashley starts May 1st at the College Board as senior vice president of membership and higher education engagement. The College Board is the parent company of education products that include the SAT and PSAT tests. Ashley was most recently the system's vice chancellor of recruitment and diversity. Before that, he led the system's academic affairs programs. The system has not announced who will succeed Ashley. And the Texas Senate Finance Committee has increased funding for mental health programs. Senator Charles Schwertner has proposed local agencies start programs for those interested in learning to recognize the early signs of mental illness.
That allows individuals that voluntarily sign up to take the course to learn about mental health illness, to recognize risk factors, and to allow them to have some tools to get them the help they need.
Schwertner, who's a surgeon and physician, says it's a major issue that impacts everyone.
I think the stigma associated with mental illness and the concern about how we handle mental illness going forward needs to be addressed. And this is just an attempt to try to increase the awareness of mental health in our communities.
Schwertner says mental illness affects jails, schools, and emergency rooms, among other things. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 48 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Did you know that your local public health department prevents disease and promotes healthy lifestyles every day in Brazos County? I'm City Councilman Richard Cortez. Celebrate National Public Health Week, April the 1st through the 7th, to help make our community the healthiest in the nation and find out how you can take preventative measures in your families, neighborhoods, workplaces, and schools to live longer and healthier lives. A big thanks to our local Brazos County Health Department staff, and happy Public Health Week. For more information, visit BrazosHealth.org. A healthier community begins today.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Storm that brought the rain to the region earlier this week continues to move away from us. Dry weather will slowly move in over the next day or so. Clouds today, cool 55. Some sun may develop before the day is over. It'll become clear tonight, lows near 45. Sunshine, warmer tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 55. It'll be partly sunny Saturday. Highs are going to be near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
One of my greatest accomplishments has been putting on a Texas A&M jersey for the past 2 years.
Should she stay or should she go? We'll find out. That's Kelsey Bone from a press conference yesterday. We'll cover that for you in sports. SEC and Auburn football, actually Auburn football, in a lot of hot water. Investigations, I'm sure, to follow. And an update on just the most remarkable kid ever. The kid that Kevin Ware that broke his leg in the basketball game. He's something else. He's actually going to travel with the team. We'll tell you all about it coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
Here you go. Hey, news alert. The president left Washington yesterday and traveled. I know. Shocking. Had to go to Colorado, just felt like he needed to congratulate lawmakers for passing new gun control measures that were signed into the law last week. Yeah, he's heard Denver's nice this time of year.
Colorado is beautiful. I was really just amazed the first time I went, and I found wild strawberries.
What does that have to do with guns?
It has to do with Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's why he went.
Spoke at the Denver Police Academy. Yeah, putting a focus on background checks for every gun purchase, you know, and there was a little bit of a dust up about, you know, they had these police recruits standing behind the president. You know, does that end up being an endorsement of the president by the Denver Police Department?
Well, the interviews that I saw from Denver policemen said that most of those guys were cajoled.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be there.
Yeah, you want to be standing behind the president, don't you? Yeah, of course you do.
This'll be fun.
Yeah, right. You know, it's interesting, though, CNS News reports that new FBI numbers show that there have been 70 million background checks for gun purchases since President Obama took office. During the same period, during the Bush administration, 36 million. You know what that tells me?
People are buying them before they can't.
That's right. In Connecticut, where the General Assembly moved to okay more gun regulations last night in the wake of the Newtown shootings, they are doing unimaginable business at the gun stores.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
Unimaginable business. Barack Obama is the best thing to happen to the gun and ammunition industry since forever. So there you go. I mean, for whatever that's worth.
You know, there's some places that are going to be open 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you got to do. I mean, if you've got product, and that's the problem.
Yep.
It's hard to find product now.
Well, even a couple of places I've been here.
Oh,
the
yeah.
selection is very minimal.
Oh, well, yeah. I remember going with one of my kids to a local sportatorium, and, yeah, it looked like, you know, Christmas time. People standing there just coming off, you know, coming off the shelves.
Yeah, you've heard of a run on banks. This is a run on guns.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is. So now let's see where else we gather some. You know, the president, I don't know if you heard, he's going to return 5% of his salary. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Because he makes $400,000 a year. So that means he's going to give back $16,000 through the end of the year, which is about how much money it costs to roll Air Force One 10 feet. So thanks a lot for that sacrifice, Mr. President. Good job. All right, we've heard people say that Obamacare cannot last. Ain't going to work. Most of them have been conservatives.
Until?
A lot of them have been Republicans until Joe Klein, who is a columnist for Time magazine. He's written a book or two, and he's liberal. He unloads pretty much on the Obama administration. He says that the administration needs to do more because state governments really are not setting up these state-based exchanges like they're supposed to. The ones who say they're going to buy in, and Klein writes, this is a really bad sign. There will be those who argue that it's not the administration's fault, it's the fault of the 33 states that have refused to set up their own exchanges. Nonsense, he says. Where was the contingency planning? There certainly are models, after all. The federal government's own health plan operates markets that exist in all 50 states.
There you go.
So does Medicare Advantage. But now the Obama administration has announced it won't have the exchanges ready in time. That small businesses, and we heard this yesterday about New York, that small businesses will be offered one choice for being on time for a year at least. He said one thing is clear, Obamacare will fail if it doesn't start paying more attention to the details of implementation. Governor Perry is ecstatic this morning. He's doing high fives to anybody, saying, told you, hey, told you. Here's Joe Klein. I mean, right out of the Rick Perry songbook right there. The government has not done, let me see, the government's not done their job. Oh, that's shocking.
Shocking.
They just, yeah, because every time they've got it right.
That's a stunner.
Yep. Okay, now, we were talking to Bill Flores about this yesterday, that immigration may end up being the actual bipartisan issue where both parties can agree. Not so fast there across the border, boy. Apparently there's I couldn't think of anything else.
I like that.
Yeah, apparently a major snag. Politico reports that the deal between organized labor and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on work visas not sitting too well with some industries. Huh. Let's see if we can name them. Construction?
Yep.
Restaurant operators?
Yep.
Yeah, some others who say that a 200,000 limit on visas for low-skilled workers is not practical, and it will, of course, drive up costs. And who gets to pay that? That's right, usins do. So don't think that they've got an immigration deal done. It's not finished by any means.
Well, but they're trying to ramrod it like they did health care. There's
right.
a big rhubarb because they're trying to shove it through so fast along the lines of, you can read it after we get it
That's
signed.
Right. Let's get it passed, and then you can go ahead and see. All right, this one is great. I mean,
thank you, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. This one is hard to believe. This is really hard to believe. The White House wants to make it easier for people with less than stellar credit to get home loans. Haven't we been there before?
Hmm.
Didn't we do that and it didn't end up well?
Yeah.
Right now, loans are going only to those with high credit scores or big investors, but the administration wants those nervous banks to go ahead and lend in conjunction with, you ready? Federal funded programs.
Awesome.
Is that so that the government can turn on the banks like they did this
that's
other time?
That's the whole idea. Well, you see, and that's the thing. They want to help people who have, well, maybe not perfect credit ratings to get into the homes
so
that they want.
Tell the bank what to do and then crucify them?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Home loans for people with credit scores in the 620 to 680 range were down 90% last year. from 2007 levels. Okay, 2007 is when they were loaning money to anybody who could fog a mirror. So that was an artificially high number because it had a lot of bad credit risks in it already. You know, you could take a banker in Anarene, Texas, and lay the balance sheet out in front of him, and he can tell you whether or not that person ought to get a loan. That's all, whether it's a mortgage or just a loan. They can look at it and then go, yeah, I don't think that'll work out too well. But you see what they're saying is the problem wasn't so much that banks were lending to the high-risk buyers. It's what the bad, evil, horrible banks did afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Because they took these high-risk, non-traditional mortgages, the ones that had arms like adjustable rate mortgages and the balloon notes. And then what they did is they put these together with these derivatives and the credit default swap. So it was the mean and evil bankers who took this money and went and reinvested it, and the people who bought those loans, and those are the ones who got in trouble. So
right.
So the White House is here. Even though you don't have good credit, even though you made bad decisions, even though you shouldn't get a mortgage, the federal government now is ready to bring on some more money.
Unbelievable.
See, and that was only like 5 years ago. We remember this. I'm sorry. We remember what happened.
The housing bubble.
That'd be the one. We'll talk to John Rainey at about 8:15 today. Texas House is going to look at the budget. That may be an all-day sucker. That thing may go till 2 o'clock in the morning.
It might.
And so we'll see. And we'll go ahead and look at this real quickly, and then there's another one that they're doing in Austin as well. But this story is pretty fascinating. The power of public university governing boards, that'd be your board of regents, in Texas, to fire campus presidents and otherwise control the institutions of higher learning would be scaled back under legislation that was approved yesterday by the Senate Higher Education Committee.
Really?
Yeah. See, this is getting into a mark your territory contest.
Ooh.
Here. This is going to be fun to see how it works out.
Yeah.
You know, we've been tracking what's going on with the UT Regents and Bill Powers and how, you know, the Senate rose up and, you know, they spoke all in the well of the Senate about Powers and what a great guy he was. And, you know, there's some people over there on the school board, as I call it, that don't like him very much. So the Senate, at least firing a warning shot, you know, don't mess with us or we're going to clip your wings. Which, you know, it still means they get to come in private jets and stay in nice hotel rooms. But they just may not be able to fire the college president.
Interesting.
See how that works out. 6:48.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun. It's free. And kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 6th, it's Garden Pest Management. Many products, many options, and timing is important. Come learn about them all at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You can thank the early landlocked Europeans for the practice of training fat plants to grow flat against fences and walls. It's called espaluring. Although Texans may have 25 ways to pronounce it, one thing is certain. It's a great way to get the effect of larger plants without tying up valuable landscaping space. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selection. collections, 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties, complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Fruit trees were the first plants to be trained two-dimensionally. Folks in Europe had very little space along their narrow streets and in their cramped garden plots. They found that they could get fresh fruit from almost no ground space if they pruned their plants so they could be tied against trellises. Today, espaliers have taken on a much different form. We use ornamental plants as well as fruit trees. We use large shade trees against two-story structures. Espaliers know almost no limits. Still, they're not commonly used. Just in casual visual observation, you'll probably see far fewer of them than you did 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, and that's a shame. With today's lots getting still smaller and smaller, they simply have to be coveted. Espaliers can be a big help. Now, there are many forms in which we can train plants. Diamond-shaped and basket weave patterns are the most common, but you'll also see many freeform styles as well. I really prefer those. It's a lot easier. You can also do actual living garden art as you prune your plants into initials or other unnatural shapes. I'm going to avoid that one. The less natural a plant looks, the more impact it has on the landscape. Don't let them overwhelm. I like the natural, uneven look of just open, free-form espaliers. Secret in training espaliers is to start with young plants. You need to know the ultimate shape you want that espalier to take. You remove all the branches that are growing at right angles to the wall. Don't try to tie them back. Concentrate on those that are already flat against the surface anyway. Trim the plant to fill the espalier from the bottom first. Once you've completed the bottommost part, you can move up to the next layer. Plants put on most of their new growth at the ends of their branches, and that's why you have to finish your espalier one level at a time. Anchor the espaliers to walls by using masonry nails driven into the brick mortar joints. Attach stout wires to form the design. Make sure, though, that the wires don't girdle the stems. Prune any twigs that grow out of line as you train the plants along those wires. If you have a wooden fence or if you're putting the espalier against a wooden wall, you might consider putting the plant on a hinged trellis that would allow you to swing it out of the way when you have to repair the fence or repaint the wall. You don't want to have an espalier right up flat against a wall, a wooden wall. Since you'll be growing these plants in a somewhat unnatural way, you'll probably need to pamper them more than you would the same plants growing out in the middle of the landscape. Talk to your nurseryman about espaliers. You'll find some wonderful options. I'm Neil Sperry. Your entryway is the highlight of your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Texas A&M Junior Center Kelsey Bone announced yesterday that she has decided to forego her senior season at Texas A&M.
One of my greatest accomplishments has been putting on a Texas A&M jersey for the past 2 years. I've grown to love my teammates, the entire athletic staff, along with the fans and the community. I've put my uniform on every game and worked hard for the name that was on the front of my chest. The growth and the maturity that I have acquired has prepared me to be able to enter this next phase in my life. I will be entering the 2013 WNBA draft.
Bone's 2013 season will remain etched in the record books as she scored the fourth most points in a single season in program history with 582, while ranking third in the SEC with 16.6 points per game. Additionally, the Dulles High School product pulled down 326 rebounds to rank second in A&M single-season record book history and placed second in the SEC by averaging 9.3 rebounds per contest. 2013 WNBA draft is scheduled for April the 15th and will be aired in primetime for the first time in league history, with the first round shown on ESPN2 at 7. Kelsey Bone is projected to go somewhere between the number 4 and number 8 pick in the first round. In SEC news, the Auburn football program changed players' grades to secure eligibility, offered money to potential NFL draft picks so they would return for their senior season, and violated NCAA recruiting rules under former coach Gene Chizik. That's according to a report by the New York Times and Sports Illustrated writer Selena Roberts. According to the three former Auburn players she interviewed, as many as 9 players' grades were changed before Auburn's win in the 2011 BCS National Championship game. According to the report,
Auburn coaches offered money to players for any number of reasons, including as a means to convince players to bypass the NFL draft. Darvin Adams, a former Auburn wide receiver, told Roberts that coaches offered him cash to keep him at school. Mike McNeil, another Auburn player, told Roberts the money amounts reached several thousands of dollars. An Auburn athletic department spokesman declined comment, as did Chizik's agent, Russell Campbell. All of these allegations happened under Chizik, who guided the Auburn Tigers to their first national title since 1957. Chizik was fired last year after a 3-9 season. Only 3 days after suffering a gruesome leg injury, Louisville guard Kevin Ware has been cleared to travel with the team for the Final Four.
I'm a very quiet guy, so a lot of this is really new to me, you know. I really just appreciate everybody and the support that I have right now, you know. But we still got a job to do. I feel like we still got 2 more games to win, and that's most important right now. I'll recover, and I'll be fine, but we still got to win the championship.
After Louisville beat Duke in the Elite Eight, the Cardinals enter the national semifinals the favorite to cut down the nets. They're the lone number one seed remaining in the field.
The bench scores 57 points tonight as the Spurs win it over Orlando, the final from the AT&T Center. Spurs 98, Magic 84.
Danny Green scored 20 points. Gary Neal added 16 for the depleted San Antonio Spurs victory over the Orlando Magic, already without injured Manu Ginobili. The Spurs rested Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard and used Tim Duncan for only 14 minutes as Coach Greg Popovich prepares his team for tonight's game against Dallas. Tip-off for that is at 8 o'clock. Chandler Parsons scored 29 points and James Harden added 21 to lead the Houston Rockets to a 112-102 victory over the Sacramento Kings. In Major League Baseball yesterday, a day after Yu Darvish came within one out of a perfect game, Alexi Orgando and 4 Texas relievers shut out the Strohs yet again.
Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line. Carter going into the corner. He's under it. He makes the catch and drops the ball as he goes to throw. It is a dropped ball. Everybody's safe. Beltre scores. Cruz goes to second, and on at first is Pierzynski. It's 4-0.
And that's how it would finish. The Rangers pitching combined for a five-hitter. The Rangers 4-0 win over the Houston Astros yesterday. Lance Berkman doubled in a run for the Rangers a day after they blanked Houston 7-0 behind Darvish's nearly perfect game. And they've, in the last 2 games, threw 30 strikeouts against the Astros. On now to the NHL, Captain Red Gustav had a goal and 2 assists. Teemu Selanne scored his 637th goal, and the Anaheim Ducks trounced the Dallas Stars last night 5-2. And 1 week before the Masters Tournament in the Texas Open begins today in San Antonio with a surprisingly strong field. And among those teeing it up, Rory McIlroy, Matt Kuchar, Ian Poulter, and Ben Curtis. That's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and it's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. That's the sports on 1620 WTAW.
Can you imagine when professional baseball returns to Houston? That will be fantastic when they can actually get a major league team there again.
Yeah.
He dropped the ball, huh?
And I was actually watching.
He dropped
the ball. It was literally just the most perfect nothing fly ball play you've ever seen. And he missed
it. Now's the time to shop the outdoor lawn and patio furniture sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed quality outdoor lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Whatever your business sells, you think it's the best in town. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Voting begins June 1st for the 13th year of Best of the Brazos. Last year, over 335,000 votes were cast for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To get your business involved and listed on the Best of the Brazos ballot, call me, Sam Jones, with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595, or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Here's the weather brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Cole.